Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to linksoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
He shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's got a looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. It is the A's Clubhouse Show after a very tough loss. The Oakland Athletics to the Houston Astros. You look at this game, Ken Korak, and not much to say when you get beat 10-1.
No, especially when the Astros set a Coliseum record by hitting 7 home runs. So, yeah, it was tough, man. It's been tough. It's been that kind of a year.
Yes, it has. And, yeah, you hit more home runs than you – they hit more home runs than you have hits. It's just – it's hard to believe. I mean, the one thing that was interesting today that I was hoping to really talk about, I don't know how many people are going to want to listen to it, but that was pretty fascinating, though, to see Ryan Noda lead off. We know the guy's an on-base machine. We expected him to get on base, but the home run, the double, and the walk, it was very impressive.
Well, and he's a good guy to have when you have Ruiz having the day off, and he had played in every game this year, and so a high on-base guy, a left-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher. He has good speed, so... yeah, I think that would be a good spot for him. I think he's also taken a batting second. Although batting second behind Ruiz, it takes a special player to do that, as you know, Chris. And Noda's patient. You know, he takes his pitches, takes his walks, but you've got to be conscious of the leadoff hitter and the fact that he's such a great stolen base threat. So it does. It takes a special kind of mindset, like a Junior Gilliam, who batted behind Wills for all those years, to bat second behind Ruiz.
Or how about a guy, a Bay Area kid, Carney Lansford?
Yeah, and, you know, Carney was still, you're right. And, you know, Carney was a kind of a perennial 280, 290, 300 hitter, led the league 1 year in hitting. So, yeah, that's a good point.
All righty. Well, you know what? You go enjoy the rest of the day, and then we'll see you tomorrow at a 5:20 start tomorrow.
5:07, right?
I don't 507? Know, five something.
Yeah, 5:07 tomorrow, pal.
Okay, we'll talk. I'll be there early.
Are you going to set up like a portable barbecue for all of us, or
what do you want? I could bring
a little potato salad and a little maybe some ribs or some chicken, barbecue chicken or something.
Would that be cool? The vice president of stadium operations, if Renetti came down and I had my smoker going on the field, do you think he'd frown upon that?
I think whatever it takes to change the luck of the team. If it means having a barbecue on the field before the game, Chris, I think everybody would be all for it.
I have won awards. I could do my chicken wings that I've won award for.
Oh,
I could do
awesome,
ribs.
Man.
I could do some pulled pork. I could feed the whole team.
You got to change it up. It's like using the opener.
Or I'll bring
change
the
it up somehow.
Chicken pie shop from Walnut Creek. I'll have a whole thing of chicken pies for everybody. I'll do whatever you want.
I'm looking forward to it, pal.
Go hit balls. We just go have fun.
Playing nine.
Take care. The great kid Korak. Yes, go have fun. 833-625-2278. Yeah, there's things that I definitely want to talk about here, and we'll want to hear from you. Just the very ending of this game. I know I did this not too long ago where Steve Sparks, actually, the play-by-play man for the Astros, knuckleballer, former big leaguer, former Oakland Athletic, a few years ago, and I don't know if Sparks, he could possibly be in the elevator. We love him. Possibly could be in the elevator on his way down. I don't know if they're still on their broadcast with the Astros. But he said, he made this point one time on A's Cast Live, where he said, he loves the postseason because it's when players are actually really playing the game to win. And I'll never forget that. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty powerful statement. Because the regular season, yes, they want to win. And yes, people want to be division champs. And now the playoff system's different. You'd like to have the playoffs go through your home field. You'd like all of that. But let's face it. For a lot of people, 162 is you're playing for money. It's a job. You're playing for cash. You're playing for stats. You're trying to put up the stats that get you the cash. That's what you play for. And we've even had to change the rules to try and get guys to play differently to make the game more entertaining. But they didn't care how long the games took. Why? Because I hit the ball out of the ballpark, I get paid. I'm a pitcher, I get up there and try and strike everybody out, I get paid. So you're going to do what the front offices are paying for. What they're not paying for is how the game is really meant to be played, and it's supposed to be a hard-nosed, fought, tough guy game. That's what baseball originally was. That's what sports, that's why I'll say it and say it and say it over and over again, that's why we love the NFL. We love the car crashes. We love the violence. We love the hits. We love the ooh hits. We like physicality in the NBA. Every fan ever polled wanted the fighting back in hockey. We like that. So in baseball, we like guys sliding into second base and taking out infielders. We like guys running over catcher's going to block home plate. You should blow his ass up. That's the way the game. You don't want to get blown up? Don't get in front of the plate. That simple. There's been plenty of catchers in the history of baseball who would not go all Mike Socia. Mike Socia would stand no matter. Mike Socia wouldn't have the ball, and you'd still have to blow him up to touch home plate. That was the game. And if you don't want to be that guy, you don't stand in front of home plate, and you can easily get the ball and try and swipe tag. But the game was a physical game. And, yeah, guys got hit. Guys threw inside. You want to charge the pitcher? You better be a man when you go out there because a lot of things could happen. And benches used to clear and guys used to fight, and that was just, I mean, my God, we talk about the greatness of the A's in the 70s. They fought each other. Forget the other team. They fought each other. They were like brothers. They constantly fought each other because that's what brothers do. We were just talking about the other day how Blue Moon Odom had to give the ball up to Vida Blue in Detroit. And Vida pitched the A's into the World Series. And after the game in the clubhouse, gave the choke signal to Blue Moon. Next year, they were fighting. That stuff doesn't go on today. But my point is, Acton ends up hitting Abreu. First pitch was a ball that was a little down. Then he hits Abreu inside. He turns his head like, S-bomb. And all of a sudden it's, we're going to warn guys. Warn guys? I mean, if you were going to start hitting people, at what point should you have started hitting people? Home run 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6? You're going to wait till home run 7 to finally hit somebody? When you're a staff that has given up the most home runs, the most runs, you have the highest whip, you have the highest batting average against, you're the highest everything as a pitching staff, you're going to wait till the 7th home run to finally send a message? I don't think he was sending a message. But we're so soft now in baseball, umpires got to come together and warnings are happening. You think the Astros were going to throw Montero out there and he was going to throw at somebody and risk him getting hurt? We're not going to risk anybody getting hurt. That part, the physicality, hard-nosed baseball is gone. Everybody's playing for money and their baseball reference page until we get to the postseason or till we get to the very end when you need to make the playoffs and you're grinding to make the playoffs. Because then you're now, okay, now I'm not just playing for my numbers because my numbers really are my legacy, but I'm now playing for my legacy too because looks good to say I've won a World Series or two. But I've talked about this lately going kind of, you know, we have shortened our games, which is great, but we haven't changed it all that much. And people loved, and it's not that far back in the day, but we used to love the tough guy part of baseball. You knew you hit a home run off Nolan Ryan. Next time he's buzzing your tower. Everybody knew it. You knew it. Everybody in the ballpark knew it. You know, I mean, the way pitchers used to pitch. Now you barely throw inside and people are giving dirty looks and dugouts are chirping. And it's like, and you know what I wanted to see? If anybody wanted to play tough, because I know there's one tough guy left on this planet in baseball. And that guy plays right field for the Oakland Athletics. You want the last John Wayne. The last dive bar. We love our friends at Last Dive Bar. But you want to go last dive bar? Let me give you the last John Wayne in baseball. That's Ramon Laureano. You think they're going to hit Ramon Laureano, the same guy that ran after their dugout and challenged them all? Challenged them all. I'll take on the whole team. And that was COVID, remember? No one's supposed to be able to touch each other, breathe on each other. Everybody stay away from each other. And Ramon Laureano, God, I don't even remember the guys back in the studio. He was the hitting coach that was popping off to Ramon. I can't remember. I should remember that. Cintrone, I think it was. Former player, he was their hitting coach. Alex, well, look it up, Ramon Laureano. Alex Cintrone, I think that's what it is. You think they're going to go after Ramon Laureano? No, because Ramon, he would charge. And he would throw haymakers. He's old school. God love him. That's why I will always love, no matter how things roll, I will always love Ramon Laureano. Because he, yeah, Alex Cintrone. Yeah, that was it. Guy was popping off. What are you going to do about it? And Ramon Laureano went, really? And ran at their dugout and was going to take on the entire dugout. And guess what? Everybody loved it. Like when Draymond Green was yelling at everybody in Sacramento, yelling at all their fans behind the bench. We love that stuff. It's called entertainment. Physicality, tough guy sports is way more entertaining than guys just playing for a paycheck and no one wants to get hurt. Back in the day, you went up for a dunk or a layup and you wanted to show somebody up, they'd throw your you-know-what to the ground. Hard nose. We like hard nose sports. I wish we could get that back in our game. So to think that anything was going to happen today, oh, and baseball players, they've got long memory. Nothing's going to happen. What are you going to do? You think the Astros are going to concern themselves with the A's? No. 7 home runs, the only team ever to do that at the Coliseum. 1968, been playing baseball here. The only team to do that. 7 home runs against the A's. Wow. The amount of home runs. I did want to do today, Ryan Noda to me, and we're trying to get him on. We will not have the show tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm all in. Not going to happen because everybody, for some reason, they're taking the day off. It's Memorial Day. I get it. So we'll be back on Tuesday with A's Cast Live. I want to get my man, Ryan Noda. I've been championing him since the very beginning. I want to see the guy play every day. The numbers show it. And I thought it was fascinating today to see. Well, Chris, he's a big first baseman. You can't have him lead off. Why not? He's got a 400 on-base percentage. Think about that. He's got a 400 on-base percentage. Now, go to Este Uri Ruiz, and I'm going to say he's at, was around probably in the 350s right now. He's had a little bit of a – oh, no, no, he's three no, – hold on. Why do I have all this minor league stuff? No, I'm on the wrong page. I got to go to the overview. Hold on. Yeah, he's at – oh, God, he's dropped to 328. See, ideally, you would say You're crazy to think that Ryan Noda would be a more effective leadoff guy. That's insane. Well, one guy has a 328 on base percentage. The other guy's got a 400. If you just go by numbers. Now, there's a lot of things that get that you can look at, but you just go by numbers. Ryan Noda's got a 400 on base percentage. 400. By the way, everybody, yes, I think Ruiz has been fantastic in some ways this year. It's been a lot of fun. Who do you think has scored more runs this year? Let's see. I'm going to go by the numbers because I've been working around the A's for a long, long, long time, and I keep being told to look at data. Well, one guy has a much higher on-base percentage. Who do you think has scored more runs? I'm not championing Ryan Noda being the leadoff hitter. I'm just making a point. Ruiz has a 328 on base percentage. He scored 23 runs. Ryan Noda has a 400 on base percentage. He scored 26. And Ryan Noda hasn't played as many games. This gets me back to, I've said I want to see him play more. He didn't even have close the amount of at-bats that Ruiz has. I want to see him play more. The number is 833-625-2278, and we're trying to get Ryan Noda on the show on Tuesday. I think he's fascinating. They talked about it on television late in the game when he just, I mean, he gets after balls the same way Matt Olson does in foul territory. We're not leaving the Coliseum anytime soon. So to be able to watch a big first baseman the way Matt Olson did it and to now see Noda, the hustle, and be able to get all the way down the line in foul territory near the other team's bullpen, past the mounds and try and get a ball, that's athleticism, man. Ryan Noda's big and can run like a linebacker. And he's got a little swag to him. Once he starts hitting a little bit more, like you saw today, leadoff home run, double in the second. I think, you know, and he's not young. He's 27. This is his time. Stuck in the Dodgers organization. Freddie Freeman signs that contract. Put it this way. We see A's that leave, and I don't want to discredit anybody, but we see A's that leave this organization and never play again in the big leagues. Guys that we valued as players leave this organization and never play again. 29 other teams, all these other roster spots, and they don't play again? Or they have just another, you know, Jack Cuss. Oh, he's our best player. Jack Cuss played 67 more games. I believe it's 67. It's in the 60s. I would bet 67. Never played again, 67 games, and that was it. And we were told he was our best player. Derek Barton got brought up today. Best infield, one of the best in, we thought one of the, or we were told, one of the best infielders in the game. Special. Never played again for anybody else. Chad Pender retired. Love Chad Pender as a guy. Never going to play again in the big leagues. So, sometimes we look at players and we think, this guy can play. And you're like, eh. Ryan Noda's the type of – his first third of the season, if we dumped Ryan Noda right now, someone would play him and put him in the big leagues tomorrow. He's earned that. He's been impressive. We don't want him. Someone else will. I can guarantee you that. The number 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ-FOR-ME. Or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Javier ready, the bat legs up high, and it's swung on. Hit to right, hit well, and back on it is McCormick. He'll watch it fly. And the A's have the answer with Noda and a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first. A's one, Houston one. His first major league leadoff home run.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All of a sudden, you're tied 1-1, right? Alvarez went deep in the first, and then Noda goes deep, and you're like, well, we got something here. And then, that was it. Javier now 6-1. Astros have won each of his five starts in May. They've won now 15 of his last 17 starts dating back to last August 31st. I'll get to the phone calls, but a couple of things about the Astros today. Yordan Alvarez is, because he's on this team, a lot of players on it, a lot of good players, a lot of winning, a lot of success. But I think everybody around baseball knows, I don't know how many people are really better than this guy. Like, Aaron Judge was a historic year. It was so great, it was a historic year last year. And that kept him from winning the MVP. But he will win an MVP, probably multiple MVPs, and a good chance. You know, we've been doing these football analogies with the Hall of Fame. If a guy's a sure thing, he's in the red zone, third and long. Yordan Alvarez is on the path for his age, where he's at. He is on a path, and his numbers are going to be really gaudy when it's all said and done, barring any type of crazy thing happening to him, when it's all said and done. And all you had to do was watch Altuve today. Jose Altuve will have a plaque in Cooperstown because he will have 3,000 hits. And he's a two-time World Series champion. Who knows if he wins another one? He is a MVP. But just look. I mean, if you're at the game today, you saw in the third inning all you need to know. I have no idea. They were shading. Tony Kemp was shading up the middle on him. So you had this huge hole between Kemp and Noda there on the right side. He got a heater a little bit up and out. He got on top of that thing and just hit a routine ground ball for a base hit. That's called back control. He knows what the defense is, and he just whack, base hit into right field. Then two at-bats later in the seventh, whack, home run. Then in the ninth, Nick Allen was not playing or shading a little bit up the middle, and he hit a ground ball not completely up the middle, and he digs out a base hit. What you saw today from Jose Altuve, this is a guy, this is how you get 3,000 hits, because you just keep collecting them every day. That's a base hit into right field, a home run into left, and a base hit almost up the middle. The entire diamond gets used by Jose Altuve. He can beat you foul pole to foul pole day after day after day, year after year. It's a game of math. And then all of a sudden you look up one day and you go, Jesus, he's got a 80, 90, whatever it's going to be, war. He's got 3,000 hits. He's got World Series rank, first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, because of the cheating scandal, will they try and ding him for that? I don't know. But I guarantee you, I would put a lot of money on it that Jose Altuve will be in the Baseball Hall of Fame someday. Alvarez, when it's all said and done, not going to be shocked either. But Altuve will be in the Hall of Fame. He is an unbelievable player. Bitter Bill in Modesto, what a perfect way to start off today.
Challenge, it's time to DFA Peterson, Diaz, Campagnolo, trade Laureano, trade Brown. Bring up the rookies. It's time. What's your thoughts? I'm getting tired of these guys.
I talked about ripping off a Band-Aid. Ripping off a Band-Aid's tough. It hurts. It stings. But then the sting goes away. You're past a third of the schedule. You got Memorial Day tomorrow, which is, you know, one of our checkpoints. And the checkpoint says 10 and 45. And, you know, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Now, I would say this, though, Bitter. I don't get rid of Brown. I keep Brown. I need somebody to be the adult in the room. You got to have one guy. There's always got to be one guy. You got to have one.
You got Carlos Perez there.
Stop it. You keep Brown. You don't have to move Brown. You don't have to pay him. I keep Brown. That'd be the one guy I keep.
But you don't want to take playing time away from these rookies.
Brown's not going to take – Brown can do a lot of different things. He can play left. He can play right. He can DH. You need to have one guy. You got to have one. And yeah. Perez is not that guy. Somebody's got to be a leader.
By the time we see these rookies, you know it's going to be August or September. They'll get 30.
I'm going to talk to David. I think we have David Force on Tuesday, and we're going to ask him. I mean, he won't say exactly the date. I don't think you can wait that long. It's just these losses are mounting. You've lost 11 straight. You're 10-45. At least with young players, you'll have a new story to tell. Not that you really care about the story you're telling, but. The whole thing is you got to grow together. Then the only way to grow together is get a group and let them play together. You got to grow together, and that you can put a hodgepodge of free agents and you know trades and you know, hodgepodge, and it works out. We've seen hodgepodge things work out. We saw it in 12. The team get built like that in 12. We saw the same thing in 18. Some more draft picks though, and that one. But this one's so just. Thrown together, kind of, you need to have just a young group play together. Let them get beat up together. Let them win together. Let them learn together. Let them travel together. Let them grow up together. That's the best way to do it. And bring up a bunch of young guys, and they're going to struggle, but who cares? You're 10-45. You can't. No one can say, well, what happens if this goes bad? And you just look around and go, what? They're 10-45 and lost 11 straight.
And how are those trades looking out? The Murphy trade, the Chapman, the Olsen, the Bassett trade. Who do we got in return? Langeliers and Ruiz. That was it. We got Kevin Smith. How about that JT Ginn they got from the Mets? His ERA is 12 in Double A. 12. This guy's not coming up soon. Not with a 12 ERA in Double A.
And part of that, if I'm gonna do this mantra of grow together, you know, your international signings, your draft picks, your trades, you've got to find a group. You have to find a group out of all these players. And you got to get these players to grow. We're going to sit here and talk about, oh, and Olsen and Chapman and Pinder was the ringleader and everything. You got to find a group. You got to find a group of young players. And you start looking around. You look at Ruiz and you look at Blade and you look at Langoliers. And you kind of got a little bit of a start. You need to add to it and start. You got to water the seeds, Bitter Bill, and let's see if they grow.
And notice those guys that you just mentioned. They never drafted. They got someone else. I mean, the draft has been terrible the last few three, four years. Hopefully Soderstrom is something. But they don't know how to draft. And they're going to blow this year's draft. I guarantee what they got the number fifth or sixth or seventh pick. They'll pick some guy that's terrible.
Why? They're projected by multiple people to pick another catcher. Come on.
Oh, really? How's just that feeling?
Some teal guy from the University of North Carolina or something like that.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous because they don't know how to draft. They don't know how to scout. They don't know how to develop. And now, if you're not going to spend the money on the players, spend the money on the scouting department, on the developing department. Spend the money on that.
Thank you, Bitter Bill.
Okay.
I mean, who's going to fight with some of the stuff he just said? Proof's in the pudding. I know everybody talks about money. It's like, well, you know, you gave $7 million to May. You gave $7.5 million to Diaz. $3 million to Fuji. $3 million to Rusinski. I mean, we can go on and on. There's some guys who got some money. Just none of them have worked. And we're now at a point no one can make excuses. That's where we're at. Like, we can't sit here and we can't say, well, you know, it's early. Can't do that. But once again, these guys are all, I mean, no, the excuse for being 10-45, it's like, it's not like these guys haven't been looked at as players that can play. It's a sport. You should have won more than 10 games with these players. There's no question. Like, that's why I don't get mad anymore. And I know they're, you know, being around the ballpark and everybody's depressed. And it's like, I know we're all depressed, but you know what? This is not on us. We're not playing. I mean, as a player, I mean, all these guys believe you're big league players. If you believe you're a big league player and that you all, if you all can look in the mirror and say you're a big league player, then you should not have just 10 wins. Should be better than that. They all should be better than that. 10 wins, 10-45. I mean, it's historically bad. We've played this game for a long, 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 long time. And 10-45 is historically bad. I mean, if I go down the lineup just today, right? We go down the lineup. This isn't the first year of baseball for Seth Brown. This isn't the first time in the big leagues for Rooker. Langoliers, it's not his first year. He played last year. Blade actually got time last year. Ramon Laureano's been in the big leagues for years. Tony Kemp's been in the big leagues for years. Diaz got in the game, been in the big leagues for years. Jace Peterson, in the big leagues for years. So it's not like, and then when you put a lineup, you can have Aguilar out there. Or, I mean, it's not like, this is a roster of everybody's like 19 years old. Everybody's trying to act like this is a roster of 9, you know, just everybody's so young. 9 of the 13 position players are 28 or older. That's why I don't buy the excuse. Now, the pitching's been young, and it's going to be great to get Paul Blackburn back. But blaming this all on age, not accurate. Just not accurate. Now, you could say, well, Rooker hasn't played a lot in the big leagues. Okay, but he's still 28. He's still been, as a grown man, in his prime at 28 years old playing baseball. That's where, you know, I don't even want to get. There's this thing that all of a sudden, yes, the big leagues is played by the best players. the best mentally and physically, the best mental and physical prepared players. But the game of baseball is the game of baseball. You don't have secret tricks once you get up here. That's why certain players, great players, come up at a young age and they still dominate. Well, how do they dominate? They haven't been in the big leagues for all these years. How does Ken Griffey Jr. walk out and go, hello, world, I'm Ken Griffey Jr. and I got my hat backwards and I'm going to hit bombs off of all of you guys. I don't even look at scouting reports. I don't even look at video and I'm still better than you guys. How did he do that? He didn't have all the scouting reports. He didn't have all the years of experience in the big leagues, the big leagues. He's a great player. Ken Griffey Jr. would show up and not even know who's pitching and dominate. Why? Because he was great. The game is the game. I'll give you another example. Dan Marino. They talk about Dan Marino couldn't read defenses when he came out of the University of Pittsburgh for the Miami Dolphins. And trust me, football's way more complicated than baseball. Way more complicated. Quarterback, way more complicated than anything going on in baseball. Plus, everybody's trying to kill you and knock your head off. I don't know anybody who's getting their head knocked off in baseball anymore. Dan Marino just threw to the – and I've done an – I did an interview with Dan Marino at Pebble Beach, and it was a great – I loved it. It was years ago. And Dan Marino said, when I came in the league, I just looked to see who was open. I fired it at him. He didn't even read. He didn't know coverages. Some guy, the great players show up and they look at all this. Oh, you got to be in the league for years. Legit's legit, man. Legit is legit. And that's what I'm saying. When you look at our roster, these guys, man, we don't have a bunch of guys who haven't been at this level is what I'm trying to say. They've been at this level. It's just, it's almost bizarre that it's gotten to this point. The number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo at regular rates apply, actual speeds vary.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Set the offer and a swing, a little tap it right back to the mound. Medina comes home with an underhand. That's one. Langeliers to first. That's two. One, two, three. Medina, Langeliers to Nota. And the trouble is over. Crisis averted. Getting Alvarez on a first pitch changeup.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, at the time felt like that. Unfortunately, didn't happen. I do have some great news. You may not care, but I do. The San Jose State Spartans have taken down Air Force And the 2023 San Jose Spartans are your Mountain West Baseball Tournament champions and have advanced to the NCAA Regionals. What happens? That's the playoffs. That's your chance to go play for the national championship, the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Brad Sanfilippo, who we're going to have, the head coach of San Jose State, is the Mountain West head coach of the year. We're going to have him on Tuesday on A's Cast Live. Longtime A's fan, was a coach under David Esker at Cal. He coached Marcus Semien. He coached Mark Canha. Funny how that goes. But he has now left Cal to go be the head coach at San Jose State and has San Jose State in the NCAA Regionals, the playoffs. And you go far, you got a chance to go to the College World Series. So congratulations. A little Bay Area baseball there. San Jose State, the 2023 Mountain West Baseball Tournament champions. Awesome. Greg and Slow, there's nothing you can do now to bring me down.
I never bring you down, Tony. Never have, never will, brother.
What's happening?
A couple things I wanted to run past you. I think it's absolutely hilarious, especially on this Sunday Memorial Day weekend, that Bitter Bill's going to take your lunch money twice. That is just hilarious.
Hey, remember, season-long bets last a long time.
10-45, brother. Those numbers don't lie.
No, but once again, does the season end today?
Hey, you're still in it. You still got a puncher's chance. There's no doubt about it.
There's been people at a blackjack table who have been down to their last chip and survived.
Yeah, they make a run. The A's can make a run.
Just got to make a run. Just need a run. I'm not saying it looks good. I'm not saying I'm willing to double down on it. I'm just saying I still have a chance. Hey, how about this? I'll offer this up. If I end up losing, you can come to Modesto, too, and I'll buy you dinner also.
Oh, man. Where do I sign?
But do you really want to go to Modesto?
If you win, I guess if you win, that means I owe you a dinner at some point, too, right? There's got to be something in it for you.
Well, wait, you're going to have to go to Modesto, too. That's the punishment. No offense to anybody who lives in Modesto.
That's always the negative of a bet like that. You got to go to Modesto.
I haven't been to Modesto since I called a San Jose Giants Modesto A's game. That's got to be like 97, 98, or 96. Probably 96 is the last time I've been to Modesto. I'm sure it hasn't changed much. No offense, once again, to the people in Modesto.
I'm on my cell phone on a beautiful day in Morro Bay, California. I got no bars left, so if I die on you, you know it's because my phone died, not because I hung up. But
we cut you off. Cut you off. Don't worry. They'll be like, they're cutting people off now on the show.
No, they would never do that. Townie does not cut anybody off.
You wouldn't believe the stuff people will say. Like, and Cody finds it all, whether it's on Twitter or message boards. Cody will bring it to me. There'll be nights where nobody calls because everybody's so pissed they just don't call. And I got to talk for an hour. People are like, he's so arrogant, he won't take calls. I'm like, you think that's what it is?
That never happens. That's why we love the Clubhouse Show. Everybody gets their say, and I never believe any of that crap. You give everyone a fair shot. That's what makes it great. You knuckleheads like me, we get our shot. So I love it. I guess a couple things. Tomorrow I'm hoping that we wake up, Memorial Day is the marker day, and we see some moves. I'm not counting on it. I hope that there'll be something done, obviously, because this is just getting – I don't say it's getting embarrassing. It's been embarrassing. Memorial Day. I mean, that's the marker. That's typically the marker. So I'm hoping that we see something. I hope we don't do the opener anymore either, Townie. I hate the opener. It's not working. I mean, we've done it 2 days in a row. I know we got to try something, but I've always hated the opener. And you're trying anything at this point. If you're Kotze, I get it. But let's scratch the opener. I mean, let's just do it right and pitch who we got and give these guys the work that they need and just see where it takes us, because the opener, I hate to say the word, but it's just Bush League. You know, I can't stand it. I can't stand it, man.
It's Bush League.
It's Bush League.
That's a Bull Durham reference, by the way, folks. Well, Bush League's been the game for a long time, but the Great Lions, that's Bush League.
It's Bush League, man. I know. It's just at this point, I don't want any more ridicule. You know, I can't stand my buddies are just on me like, oh, my gosh, it's just – you know how homies get, and they're just ruthless, man. And it's like, now we're starting an opener. Like, look how desperation is a stinky cologne if you're an Oakland A's or an Oakland A's fan, man. It's like, just pitch these guys. Let them get their work. It doesn't really matter. But it's just the opener, I never liked it. I hated it when they did it with Liam Hendricks. I think that, you know, we were down 2-0 to the Yankees before the national anthem was done playing. So, ooh. I'm not a fan of the opener. I think we got to scratch that. And I want to clear something up that I said in our last phone call talking about, you know, and I'm not going to get into it because it's, you know, it's a whole other story. The relocation deal, I agree. I hate Twitter, so I don't get any of my information from Twitter. But Dave Cavill had made a comment to the Las Vegas media talking about possibly going to Vegas early. So that wasn't something that I made up or I heard on some rumor mill. It was just I watch a lot of the Dave Cavill stuff, and I hold my, you know, I kind of hang my hat on that. And so he had mentioned something when he was talking to Las Vegas media about a month ago talking about the possibility of maybe going early. So I agree with you with the schedule set. Nothing's happening next year, and I'm glad that it's not. But I just kind of wanted to clear that up because that was kind of something we discussed the night before last. So,
well, trust me, anytime you can bring Vegas up, it makes my job so much more easier.
Jeez. You talk about a hodgepodge. As the A's guy, you got a hodgepodge of topics.
Please.
Brother.
Yeah, let's – you know, the more we can talk about stuff outside the lines just makes my job so much easier. So much. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Well, I know one of your guys, you know, I can't remember his name. I always forget his name, but he's a good – you know, it's not Cody. It's the other guy talking about you know, kind of keeping us updated. And like you said, a lot of the Bay Area stuff is going to be negative. You know, we get all that. But, you know, one of the guys, I don't remember if it was the commander or not, had asked for renderings. You know, when are we going to get renderings of the stadium? So, you know, the A's put one out. I mean, you're asking for it. We got one. You know, you can't really, you know, if you're going to chirp about it and kind of complain about it, well, this is what the A's did. They put up a rendering. So I know it's only a drawing. It's only a rendering. But, you know, it's pretty cool looking. I can say that much.
Yeah. You know what I've realized, Greg? As long as I stay away from all of that, then I don't have – you know, I've learned from David Forst. And by the way, thank you for the phone call, Greg. I've learned from David Forst. David Forst once said to me, because I try and tell people when we have him on the show, he's a straight shooter. And I asked him, you know, not everybody is in your business. And David Forst said, well, it's easier just to be honest than I don't have to keep track of my lies. And I kind of look at that from, it's very easy. I don't talk about it, therefore I don't have to answer for it. I'm not paid. Like, no one has said, this is what you say, this is what you do. No one's told me what to do. No one's told me how to do it. There's no mandates on me. The A's have never done that to me. I'm not going to talk about it because I can't control it. You can't control it. I know it's just going to be one complaint after another, and that's not what this show's about. We're going to talk about baseball. That's what we're going to do. Now, unfortunately, we're talking about some bad baseball, but we're talking baseball. That's what we're going to do on A's Cast Live. That's what we're going to do on A's Cast. That's what we're going to do here on the Clubhouse Show. That's what we're going to hear do on A's Total Access. That's what the forum's for. So I'm not going to get into all the stuff that can't control, rumors, I believe this, I don't believe this, I saw this on Twitter, I didn't see this on Twitter, so-and-so said this on YouTube, so-and-so, and, you know, it'll all play out, and we'll see what happens. And we'll see if people were right or not. But as of right now, it's a long way to go. I can tell you we are going to be at the Coliseum next year. We're going to play the rest of the season here, and we're going to be at the Coliseum next year. And there's one year left on the lease. Other than that, I don't know. I know I can take your phone calls at 833-625-2278. A's lose to the Astros 10-1. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Unbeatable mileage from Chevron with TechRun unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips, like to family dinner the next town over, or to a family wedding the next town over, or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma, especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with TechRun. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
When Northern California businesses need some pop in their lineup, they call the bank rooted in the East Bay, Mechanics Bank. Since 1905, Mechanics Bank has been helping Bay Area and Northern California businesses find success and perform at the top of their game. See how they can make a difference in your business today. Call or stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
First United Credit Union is swinging for the fences with above-market certificate rates. Whether you're saving for college tuition, retirement, or even your next big trip, First United has a high-rate certificate for you. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for current rates and to open an account today. Federally insured by NCUA, not one penny has ever been lost.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep, hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A's with the loss 10-1. Trying to find some bright spots. Can't keep the ball in the yard from a pitching staff, but Ryan Noda was fantastic today. Watching him lead off and do what he does. And I'm telling you, if this kid really starts to hit to go along with this mature eye of his, he's got an 851 OPS. 851. He's been unreal. We have talked so much about Ruiz, rightfully so with the stolen bases, but Ruiz is not the total package. You're kidding yourself if you think he's a great center fielder. He's not. And he's got a long way to go. And the other day, was it 2 games ago, where coming up throwing a ball from center field and he threw it so far up the first baseline, it was like, wow. And no one really talked about it, and I kind of stayed away from it. I'm trying to be positive, man. I'm trying to be positive. But I looked at it and went, that's a throw that, you know, you can't be that offline. So there's a lot throwing, jumps, reads that Ruiz has to work on in center field. But offensively, it's been a treat to watch. But Ryan Noda, terrific at first base, super athletic, gets on base, walks a ton, and now he's starting to hit. He's got 5 home runs and an 851 OPS. I mean, are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want what he's got? Especially a team like the A's. And he's not a young kid. He's 27. It's his time to play. Let the man play. Let's go to Robert in Portland. Robert, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Tony, I agree with you about Noda, except for one thing.
What?
Unlike Hatterberg, for instance, he does strike out to the tune of probably about 165. You know, he's going to track at that if he keeps playing all the time for the year. Where he's really valuable is he's already walked 33 times, so that gives him 100 walks against, you know, 165 strikeouts. So that was a hell of a lot better than Chapman, for instance. What guy on the team has the best strikeout to race to walk ratio? Well, who is it? And just guess, and I'll tell you.
Who doesn't strike out on this team?
No, best strikeout to walk ratio by far on the team. This will surprise you.
Well, does he have a lot of at-bats?
Yeah, 140 at-bats, plus 140 plus at-bats.
I don't know who.
Don't look it up.
I'm not. Trust me, I am
okay.
Not looking. Trust me, I'm not. I am not researching a damn thing right now.
Yeah, it's Tony Kemp.
Oh yeah, well.
He is. Nobody's even close to him. He's walked 17 times and 141 at bats, but he's only struck out 21 times. That's probably why I think he's still tradable. I know you were doubting that the other night when I told you.
You think he's tradable?
Yeah, because it has a lot to do with his previous years.
Whoa. You could trade anything. They could trade me. All right, so saying someone's tradable, if I traded you for 4 tires, you could be tradable. But when you say he's like, what do you mean he's tradable?
Well, like what Bitter Bill was saying, you got to move some of these guys and rather than DFA them. So I think he is one of
What do you mean he's tradable? What are you going to get for him?
Not much. Not much, Tony.
Not much. What are you gonna? That's my question. What do you say? I mean, you could trade anybody. You could trade a player for cash and call him tradable. I mean, you could trade a guy for nothing and call him tradable.
I think the way San Diego's going, I think that Bob would take him and
no way.
For him.
No way. Are the Padres going? Padres already got Rougned Odor. They already got that problem. There's no way anybody is trading anything for Tony Kemp. No way.
So you think he is worthless? You don't think they'll get a
I think that is a little strong to call a human being worthless. I'm not going to put that verbiage. I do not think that a guy right now at his age where he is hitting, what is he hitting, 156 is going to have anybody calling the A's asking for his services.
Well, they're not going to get anything for Jace Peterson, like Bill said. I mean, he's getting paid, he's getting paid $4.5 million.
Did you see what the Kansas City Royals did?
Not today. No, I haven't seen that.
They just flat out DFA'd Hunter Dozier, swallowed $7 million. And I think next year it's $9 million. They just swallowed it.
Wow.
That's the Kansas City Royals. So we're now in we're now in the business of Aaron Hicks. Obviously, the Yankees said we can't deal with this anymore. So we're in the business now of people starting to look around going, we're past a third of the way. Some guys that, you're not going to be able to move. We're just going to have to DFA.
Right, and I agree with you totally on Seth Brown. Believe me, I don't want to just give him away because he is the kind of guy that could carry the team for a couple weeks. And Laureano, I don't want to just give him up because he's a hard-nosed player, as you cited. And I don't want to give up, necessarily one of our young arms, even though they haven't pitched that well. I just think you got to make room. And I thought about Kemp, and I thought about, Landota, the fact that he has walked so much that he's got a great, OPS at 851. But I have a question for you. If you're going to make room, let's say by the 15th of next month, and you can't trade any of them, then you're going to DFA them. So, I know you're very close to the club, but what position players down in Vegas are ready to move up. Dias really isn't because he's not a great defender. But is Gelof, is he due to come up this year, or are they going to bring him up late this year? Is our best standout down there, Tyler, ready to come up, or is he playing a position that both Ryan would be playing first base, and of course we got a catcher in Lang Lears. What do you do if you were, put your thinking cap on? Who do you bring up?
I bring up the guy. Gelof comes up. Soderstrom comes up. Cody Thomas comes up. I'm getting ready to got the guys, Butler and Harris and Clark down in Double A. I'm thinking about moving them up as soon as possible. I'm looking to see guys. I'm looking now. I'm looking at guys that I think. I mean, just saw Cody have another big night. Just saw Soderstrom hit two more home runs. I'm looking to bring them up because if I'm looking from a standpoint of a front office, I don't know how a front office with the way everything's going right now, I don't know how a front office can really start to say, well, I don't even know if I want to go there with this. I just say at some point I need to see, let's just say this, and everybody can read between the lines. I need to see them sooner than later. This whole talk about waiting until August, September, God no. God no.
Well, you do so by finding what players on the lineup are going to be DFA'd or possibly move for a pittance. So that's something that Dave has to do. Dave's he's kind of in a box now. You know, he doesn't have any real assets, and it's a tough time. But I'm saying, if you think they're ready down there, I'm all for it. And I predicted that somebody would be coming up by the 15th when they're playing Tampa Bay in the next homestand.
I'm not into whether they're ready or not. I want to see guys now. Well, I mean, ready, what's ready? I mean, what's the qualification for ready? Like, how long do you have to wait?
I think it has to do with, you know, if you ask Ed Sprague Jr., who's, you know, head of the farm system, I think they have, you know, a certain qualifying procedure. And I think, you know, they've reached the point now where this thing is really a debacle. I think they got to bring some guys up a little earlier than they want to, but there's a real problem with some guys because, you know, defensively, like Dias, they sent him back down because his defense is just, you know, it's atrocious.
And that's not true. That's not true. His actually defensive run save was, I believe it was 0 or 1. He was not killing you defensively. Not at all.
So if they let Kemp go, he will be up playing second, correct? From now on.
No, I can't say that because they got Gelof playing second.
Okay, yeah, that's why I'm getting into this with you.
Well, this is my whole point of bring guys up and let's see. You play third, you play second. You play second, you play third. Allen, you're playing short. Noda, you're playing first. Soderstrom, well, maybe Noda needs to play a little left field too. Maybe Soderstrom plays first. You know, DH, I want to keep Seth Brown. I rather say, look what happened today. Waldichuk as the opener, Medina the starter. I'm fine with that. Let's see different stuff. I have no problem with going around the diamond and making some just experimenting. I rather experiment with these young players, see where they fit, see how they play, let them do this together than what we got going right now.
Asturi Ruiz. Surprisingly, I looked this up, has only 1 year left of optioning. I didn't know that. But Noda, for instance, has 2 more years. They got control of him. And they got 2 more years control of Lariano and a couple guys. But amazingly, I don't know why, but Ruiz is in his final year of control. He must have been up and down with different teams. I don't know why. But they've got to marry him now because if they start sending him down, which I, you know, he hasn't hit a, the low point yet this year, but you got to let him play, even if you got to put him in right instead of center.
Yeah, they are playing him. Why would you think they're not going to play him?
Well, you made a mention that defensively he's got some lapses where Laureano, I think, is a superior center fielder right now.
No.
You don't think so?
No. It just doesn't matter. I don't get your strategy. Why? What the hell is it going to do you moving Ramon Laureano from right field to center?
Because you love Laureano and you don't want him just to move. He's your kind of ball player, and I listen.
Yeah, but
to that
he's going to be gone. Ramon Laureano's not going to be here long term.
What are they going to get for him?
I have no idea, but I'm looking for the future. I'm not looking for now. If you're worried about saving a 10-45 season and thinking that's Ramon Laureano playing center field, you're kidding yourself. You've got to let Ruiz play center field and hope to God he figures out how to do it.
That's what I agree too. But you mentioned that about Laureano. I thought you figured
I'm not
he'd be
saying
aboard.
I'm not saying anybody who's 28 or older has to be here. I'm not saying
that's
anybody.
Cool with me. Hey, I'm with you on that.
Right? All right, I got to get rolling. Thanks for the phone call. Coming up next, you'll hear from Mark Kotze right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, 3-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Vinardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me. Or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Hey, A's fans. You know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Looking for a ride that's ecological and economical? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Gas mileage is great in Honda cars. I feel like I can still go long distances without having to pay a fortune each time I go fill up my gas.
So I do use the Honda as my commuter car, and it's really great because I only have to fill up once a week.
From Accord and CR-V hybrids to Civic and HR-V, there's a fuel-efficient Honda that's right for you. See your NorCal Honda dealer now. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Join First United Credit Union as they root on the A's to victory. First United Credit Union believes in being a good neighbor and supporting our local teams and local community. And for a limited time, you can earn $100 when you open a free checking account and use it. Use promo code ATHLETICS when you apply. Learn more at firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch. Insured by NCUA.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right, and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, let's quickly. First of all, let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
And let's check the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Great news. Liam Hendricks is going to be joining the Chicago White Sox. It looks like he's going to be activated tomorrow. And it's been a successful battle against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So congratulations to Liam Hendricks, truly one of the best human beings we've ever been around in Major League Baseball. Absolutely love the guy. Quickly go down the scoreboard. What is going on with my scoreboard? All right. My scoreboard doesn't have any scores. That's kind of a problem. You know what? I got to tell you, for how much people rant and rave about MLB.com, I'm gonna switch her up. I don't love MLB.com. I don't know about you guys, but not a huge fan. So I'm going to switch over to ESPN quickly. And it's the Phillies right now. Braves, Phillies, 7-2 Braves right now. Top of the third. Wild 1. Tampa beat the Dodgers 11-10. Yankees over the Padres 10-7. Yanks take 2 out of 3 there. Orioles over the Rangers 3-2. Final in 10. Tigers beat the White Sox 6-5. Guardians on top of the Cardinals 4-3. Brewers beat the Giants 7-5. Blue Jays shut out the Twins 3-0, Royals 3, Nats 2, and it was the Reds 8, Cubs 5. Rockies outlasted the Mets at Coors Field 11-10, and it was the Marlins shutting out the Angels 2-0, Diamondbacks 4, Red Sox 2, and it was the Mariners 6, the Pirates 3. All righty, What's on Deck presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Tomorrow, What do we got tomorrow, Vince? What time are we on? 4:25 A's total access. First pitch at 5:07. It's Memorial Day. We're going to have a great day. Come out and see us at the ballpark. Come on, it's Memorial Day. It's baseball. Doesn't get any better. Athletics lose to the Astros 10-1. We'll see everybody tomorrow at the Collie. Thank you for listening to the A's Clubhouse Show right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now the pitch to Mathias is swung on and missed, and the A's have won it. Improbable, but a great win for the A's.
On the run is Ozuna. He's at the wall. It carries, and it will go. Opposite field home run for Seth Brown.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Hit to right field and shallow. A trio of A's. Kemp going out, makes an unbelievable circus catch. And Adell goes back to second. A leaping, diving play by Tony Kemp.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.